Remind me to make sure to put them in the packet where someone wants the packet. Here we go. This week's parsha, Parsha's Noach. The Torah tells us, Eila told us, Noach, you should study Tomim, Ayabadaroso, Vesalokim, Vesalach Noach. And then the Torah says, Vatishachesa Arts, Lefnei Elokim, that there was Hashchasa. Vayar Elokim, So the Torah says, "Vayarlkim as arts v'nei nishchasa, ki hishchis kol bosa as dark all arts." Means so here in Pasuk Yud Beis, it seems to say that the real thing that got HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry at the Dor HaMabul is that the activity between propagation, the different species were together with each other. There's some type of kilkul. These are to say man and behema were together, this behema with a chaya, unnatural cohabitation. And that was hashchasus called hishchit called basa, as darko al arts. Even behema chay v'of niskakim l'she'en aminim. But then, in Yud Gimel, the Torah says something else. Ve'yemel kim l'noch heitz kol basa bo l'fonai ki imol ha'arts chomos mipneim. And Rashi says, "Lo nechtam gzardinam el alagezel." That the real gespanka of the, that Hashem said, "I have to destroy the world," is because of gezel, which is a little bit inconsistent with the pasuk before, because the pasuk before seems to put the emphasis on hishchis kol basar. So, but yet, so it could be there was issues with both also, but so what is it, how do these two things exist together? On one hand, Hishki is called Basar, on the other hand, it was something else, it was the Gezel. And then, so we have to clarify that. Then on page 5, the Torah says that Noah came to the Teva Mibnei Mehamabel. So Rashi comments, Ach Noach Miktane Amonahoya. Noach also was lacking in emuna, mamin ve'enu mamin. He believed the mabul would come, but he didn't fully believe, because it's not till the waters mamish were up to here that he went in. In other words, Hashem told him he's bringing a mabul, but and even though it started raining, he still didn't go in the teva yet. Till mamish, the last second, it was up to his. Mouth, he goes in. So Av Noach Miktande Amona Haya Mamin Ve'enu Mamin Sheyovo Hamabel Lo Nichnas L'Teva Ad Shek Dachku Hamayim. Until Mamish, the water pushed him in. That's literally means Mipnei Me Hamabel. That he was Mamish, whereas obviously, when it was just raining a little bit, he didn't go in. It was raining to his ankles, to his knees, to this, but then the gap. And his kilo is pushed in. So obviously, he needed an extra push to get into the teva, which is a surprising thought, because the Torah says he was a tzaddik tamim. And what does it mean, Bidarosov? What does it mean, Bidarosov? Sadik Tomim Haya Bidarosov. So we know the famous Rashi, that if Yesh Darshim Shvach, Yesh Darshim Gnai, and in his generation, but it's interesting, Darosov means many generations. Because we know that Noach did live through many generations. So what's the significance of that? And then we have another Chazal in the Medrash Tehillim on page 8. And the Chazal tell us that sometimes there's something positive about kina. Sometimes you can learn good things. So the Chazal tell us so Malki Tzedek, that's Shem, right? Shem ben Noach. Shama Malki Tzedek, Ketzam Yitzasim ben Ateva. So Avram Avinu asks Malki Tzedek, you know, how were you saved? What merit did you have? So Amar lo b'tzedakah shehayinu osim, that we did tzedakah in the teva. He says, Staka? Well, there are poor people in the Teva. Hamalov Himat Staka Hayalachem Lasos. Vhi Aniim Hoyushom? Hallo Lohayala Noahu Bonov. So what's the Staka? Al me, he's a Muslim Staka? Amarlo Alachaya Vala Behema Va'of. The Staka was that we made sure to feed all the animals. Lohayinu Yishenim Kola Laila. We mamish had sleepless nights, and he says, one time we were a little late. You know the famous Chazal that the lion, the tiger bit, so a little late with the food. So then, also Shah Amar Avram, Ma'elu Ilola Shah Osut Stoki, Ma'be Mechai Va'of, Lo Yu Yotze Misham.
Meaning,
it's an unbelievable thing. In other words, we don't always know Avraham Avinu Ish Chesed. So where did Avraham learn to be an Ish Chesed from? So Chazal say he learned it basically from Noach, or from Shem ben Noach. That told him the reason why we survived the flood of the word, because we were Bali Chesed in the Teva. So Avram says, so Madach the Bali Chesed with animals, and they caused them life. So Kal Vachomer, if you're a Bali Chesed with people, then Kal Vachomer is going to help you out. And that's the Chazal say, is where Avram got the whole notion of chesed from. That's where he got the whole notion of chesed from. In fact, the Rosh Shiva Zatzal, Rav Goldwacht, always discussed the Teva being the, like the, he had a lot of different, the Teva was a big thing for him. On one hand, the Teva was like a base medrash of chesed, but he also viewed, this is not part of what really I was discussing today, but it just popped into my head. He always viewed that the yeshiva bacher's life while he's in the yeshiva is like being in the teva. Meaning you should be totally secluded in the teva without being involved in the outside world in the years that you're in yeshiva. And then you only leave when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to leave. But you don't just stam leave the teva. You know, that was his whole... but that's a separate... but the teva, he's very big with the teva. And that's, you know, this idea of chesed is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki amarti olam chesed yibona. But the point that of this year, I want to share with you an original pshat from the Satmar Rebbe. It's in the Chidushei Torah of Tavshin Tezayin, that he said a whole new pshat in Gezel. Of course, not to take away that it doesn't mean kipshuto, that they stole in the time of the Dor HaMabul. But he wants to say a totally new pshat, and I want to be mosif to the pshat. And basically, he says like this. It's true that Gezel probably is Gezel Kepshuto. We shouldn't take away from that and the Musar to be Nisar in Gezel. But there's another aspect of Gezel here. And he says one thing and I'm going to be most of another thing. And that's the following. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to be mashpia on the world. But basically, if you do certain things in the world of kilkul, that basically stops the flow of the shefa from coming down. So basically, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that if you don't say a bracha rishona, right, we did this 2 years ago. The Gemara says in Brachas, if you don't say a bracha rishona, so what does the Gemara say? On Lamed Hey Amud Beis on page 12, Amar Chanina, my papa, kol anene malom zeh b'lo bracha ki ilu gozer l'Kadosh Baruch Hu u'kneses Yisrael. You're stealing from God, and you're stealing from Knesset Yisrael. So how are you stealing from God? So Rashi says he's stealing the bracha, because he's supposed to praise God, and you didn't give him the praise. The Marshal learned he's stealing the food, because before you say a bracha, it belongs to Hashem. But what does it mean he's stealing from Knesset? Why am I stealing from Knesset as well? I didn't steal, I came to the floor, I just didn't make a bracha. Why am I stealing from Klal Yisrael? So the Marshal writes, on page 13, the reason why you're stealing from Knesset Yisrael is because if you don't say a bracha, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to shower his blessing on the payers. So Mimela, Klal Yisrael loses out, because there could have been more of a shefa of fruit and produce and all that, but people aren't saying brachas, so those brachas not going to make the apples so tasty anymore. So we're cheating out what? Klal Yisrael. Oh. So he says like this. Sabbe Rebbe says like this. He says, Be'emes Rabosai, the real reason of the Mabul is what the Torah says, ki hishkif kol basa. That there was hashkasa. That's the main emphasis. There was immorality, man with behema, behema with chaya, all this type of thing. But Rabosai, the reason why, so what does it mean that lo nechta gzardina ela hageza? It's because when the people of mushchasim, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be what? He's not going to bring bracha in the world. So Mimela, of course there was must have been Gezel also. But the Gezel, says the Satmar Rebbe, is the Gezel that now the world is losing out. Now the world is losing out on what? On all the Shefa bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought had they been acting properly. So Kihishkis Kolbosar caused, our actions caused that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not willing anymore to pour Shefa Bracha in the world. So we're stealing what? We're stealing from Klal Yisrael. So that's lo nechtam gzar dinam el al gezel. The two things go together. That's what the Sadma Rebbe writes here in the Chidush HaKorah. He says, take a look on page 11. Aval lefize lo haya gezel b'fol rak osu maisim. So I don't think you necessarily have to say that lo haya gezel b'fol. Mustafa, there was gezel b'fol, but an additional interpretation. Rak osu maisim shal yodam garmu hezek la'olam. In other words, they did maisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer wants to shower his blessing on the world. And then he writes on the top line, Hashem Shabbat Hapasuk Ki Hishkis Kol Basar Shdakol Art Shechatu Chedi Yedum Kei Kulam Hayu Gazlonim Dal Yizeitze Him Itu Ashefa Haolam Gazal Bezes Kol Olam Nimtzo Shemola Haaretz Chamas. What's Mola Haaretz Chamas? How much Gezel could have there been? It's because Mola Haaretz Chamas means that the people were Mushchasim in immorality. So that caused that the whole world was deprived from the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's just what the Gemara says in Brachas. When you don't say a Bracha, you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go to Knesset Yisrael. You go to Knesset Yisrael. But I want to add another thing. And that's the following. If you take a look, in page 19. So the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that you shouldn't be mishamish as harav al manas l'kabel pras. It says Reb Chaim V'lozhiner, he says, and we'll see soon, the Ramchal writes this, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? This is the oldest kasha in the books. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? So if you want to see the source of this kasha, is the best place to look is in the Ramchal in two different places. One line, page 23. Ki inei tachlis bebriya haya lehetiv mituvo yisbarach shmol uzulosu. So the tachlis of the Bria is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to what? To shower goodness. And take a look at page 24, the bottom line. Amar Seichel, Mashanuchel Hasi Ben Yosef, Ki HaKel Yisbarach Shmo Hu Tachlis HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tov. Omnam Mechok HaTov Hu Le'etiv. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tov. But, and what is Tov? If somebody's Tov, he wants to be meitiv. He wants to give. Well, he can't be just a good person without giving. Goodness, anyone who has a goodness wants to give to others. Derech HaTov L'Heitiv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this midah of Tov, so then what? He wants to be meitiv. Oh, so now, and that's what Rav Chaim V'lozhiner says, that when it says that you shouldn't have al manas l'kabel schar, you shouldn't do mitzvahs al manas l'kabel pras, that's only if your intent is for your own personal gain. But if your intent is that you want a schar, not for yourself, but because you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the pleasure to be able to what? To give what he wants to give out. So then, that's the ultimate avodas Hashem. The ultimate avodas Hashem is al manas l'kabel schar. Ah! It says not that way. That's only if you're doing it for your personal interests. But if you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interests, that's why the Reb Chaim V'lozhiner says that. And how do you know? In other words, because if you would want that the Baruch Hu go to someone else, like he says, like Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate person. That he didn't care about himself. He says, "Mehedi na b'sifrucha." He doesn't care about himself. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted what he wanted. That's why the Gemara says in Sota that why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because he wanted to do mitzvahs.
So Hashem says to him, you want to do mitzvahs? You want to get schar? I'll give you schar, and you don't have to go in. So Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, all you care about is schar? Moshe Rabbeinu, all you care about is schar? No! Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu cared about schar, the aspect of schar, to give the Ribbono Shel Olam the ability to what? To be mashmiach. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the person who can ask that, because he was the ultimate person who had no selfish interest. Because he says, you know, I don't care about myself. So to him, that schar is l'shem shamayim. What does schar l'shem shamayim mean? Just to give the Ribbono Shel Olam pleasure that he can be able to be mashpia, the chef of rach of oil. Oh, so now we can add on to the Sabbah Rebbe. What does the Sabbah Rebbe say? The Sabbah Rebbe says, what was the Gezel? The Gezel was really Kihishchis Kol Bosar, so now Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Mashpia, so the world loses out. Mola Ha'aretz! The whole world is full of Gezel. How is the whole world full of Gezel? Yeah, some people stole, but the whole world? Yeah, because it's the Gezel that you're denying the people of getting the Shefa Bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way I entitled the Shia today is that Nechtam Gizel HaGezel is not only Gezel of Klal Yisrael, but it's Gezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you, through the point of the Mabel, they denied the Ribbono Shel Olam the ability to be what? To be Mashpia HaShefa. So the Meila Rabosai, Hashem says, if the whole point of creation is Derech HaTov LaHeitiv, and you're not letting me do that, so what's the point of the world? And that's why he has to destroy the world. Because there's no point. There's no point. And that's why the only thing that remains alive is what? Is Noach and the Teva. Why? Because they were Bali Chesed. So then they deserved. They were doing good things. They were Bal Chesed, so then they deserve that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashpia Shef on them. So that remains alive. But anything else, and that, not only that, Rabosai, but Kihishchis Kol Basar is Darko also has another interpretation. If you look on page 28 in the Sefer Sfas Emes, this is not the Sfas Emes of Ger Rebbe, it's the Sfas Emes of Berjan. It's another very chashuv Sefer, not as widely known as the Sfas Emes of Gur. This is a new printing. So he says, V'dor ha-mabul k'siv ki-hishkes kol-bosar v'isiz b'sfar ma-gdoshim shalom Heminu b'hashkocha min hashemayim. Shetzarach lamin shakol b'hashkocha borei. Shemahave kol ha-tavayos. So, Hishit chos bosos darko la-aretz means they didn't believe that Hashem knows what's going on in the aretz. So part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, if you want to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shefa going, so one way is to be a Baal Chesed. One way is Emunah. So if they didn't have Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach, that also stops. It stops the flow. And it's the same idea. That you're doing things, you're mashkis with different, you know, a man and a behemoth, all types of hashchasa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's such a world, I'm not going to be Mashpia. So then there goes a Klal Yisrael because they're not going to get the Shefa. And there's a goes HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity to be Mashpia. And if you don't have Emunah, the same thing. And there's a beautiful shot from the Malki Bakoidish, Rav Mechel of Zlatchov. And he actually says in this parsha, he said an unbelievable shot. He says, Emunah, on page 25, going over the penny, 26. Emunah is the same Lashon in Esther. Say for Esther, Perek Beis, Vayhi Omein Es Hadassah. What does it mean, Vayhi Omein Es Hadassah? That Mordechai, what? Raised Esther. So, Omein is Lashon Godel.
So emuna means if you want to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shefa to be marbe and to come to fruition, that's emuna. Because emuna is megadel the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Lashon emuna is Lashon omen of gadol. Because the emuna is a catalyst to get the shefa to come down. So he says a beautiful thing. That's why, you see, Pashup Shad and Chazal was a criticism of Noach, that he wasn't mamin in the marble. He says a totally different spin on it. The reason why he wasn't mamin is because he felt if you mamin, that'll cause it to happen. So it's better to lack the muna, that'll stop he wanted the door to be saved. So that's what it means, that he was mamin veinu mamin ve'emes haya mamin. But he was afraid to be mamin. Because if he was mamin, that would bring the thing to happen. Oh. So what's here for us now? So we said an unbelievable pshat from the Satmar Rebbe, what gezel means here. Gezel means that the world was denied its shefa bracha because the people didn't act properly. And we added on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was denied his derech hatov lehetiv. And therefore, if Hashem can't be meitiv and the world doesn't deserve it, Hashem's not meitiv, that's why the world has to be destroyed. Because as the Ramchal says, the whole purpose of the Bria is derech hatov lehetiv. So what do we have to do? We have to be Balei Chesed. That keeps the world going. That's Olam. That's what it means. Olam Chesed Yibada. Because if we're Balei Chesed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in turn, like the Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem does what we do. If we're Balei Chesed, Hul. And that gives him the ultimate pleasure of being Mashpia of the world. If we're Balei Emuna, the same thing. And then there's one wonder kuda. What the Noam Elimelech has a pshat. And what does it mean? And then I quoted here the pshat from Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Soloveitchik says, it's here in from the Shaila Torah, that we say in the Ilah, Leman Nechdal Me'oshek Yadeinu. So Pashup Pshat means it means we shouldn't sin in Gezel. And Rav Soloveitchik said that the pshat also means that whenever you do something with your body that's not what Hashem wants you to be doing, then you're stealing. Because Hashem just lent you the body it's on loan to do avodas Hashem. You do it for something else, like your shol shalom idas. But it's interesting that Noach was the one who keeps the world going, because Noach was chesed, and that's how Avraham learned from Noach. That was his rebbe. Shem ben Noach told Avraham the secret, and that's how he became the great Baal Chesed, and that keeps. That keeps the world going, to be a Baal Chesed, to be an Imamim. Meaning that whatever learning we do, it's an interesting thing that, you know, sometimes people don't realize a person can be learning a lot, a high level of learning, but not necessarily any high level of Chesed or any high level of Amunah. Because a lot of times in yeshiva, the attitude is learning is everything, and therefore people, you know, and learning of course is very, very important, but there always has to be something, and at different times in your life you have to know how to blend the two, learning with chesed, learning with other things. And but one of the great catalysts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia is learning, but with also with chesed. Or learning, of course, with emuna. Sometimes a person can just be a masman to learn, but doesn't have a high level of emuna, high level of chesed, and also different things at different points of your life. Sometimes points of life maybe you should only be learning, and chesed is a lower level. And different, you know, you have to realize at what point of your life should be the avoda at that point, and that's what the Noam Elimelech says, a very important point. He says, what does it mean, Noach ish tzadik chaya bedorosov? He says like this, that tzadik ha'masav gdoshim humamshich zabori Nimtza osa tova l'dorosa. When tzaddik does something good, that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world. That's the first thing he writes. But then in the third column he writes, Chol dor, every generation, the Noam Elimelech says, there's a perhaps a certain mitzvah. We always have to do all the mitzvahs that we can. But certain generation, maybe one mitzvah is like more important to the generation. Not to say that we shouldn't do it. Every mitzvah that we can, we should. But so it's interesting that Noam Elimelech said in his door, I don't know where this comes from, but he says in his door, tzitzis was the. So what it means that Noach lived through every generation. He lived through several generations. He was an old man. He lived through several generations. But Tzadik HaYom B'Dorosov, he knew exactly what was the Iker Avoda to be done in each generation that he lived through. That's what it means, B'Dorosov. So the same thing you could say about every individual. We're not necessarily living through generations, but we have a span of life. Baruch Hashem should be a long span of life. And whatever avoda you're going to do when you're Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael is one thing. When you come back to YU is another thing. When you're graduating, you know, different things you have to focus on. Sometimes you're focusing more on the learning. Sometimes you're focusing on different aspects of learning. Sometimes you're focusing. As someone once pointed out, there could be a different avoda for you in different stages of your life. And the lesson of Noach is to know what you have to focus on in this stage of your life. This stage I should be focusing on just learning. And this stage I should be focusing on learning and doing maybe some chesed. And this stage I should be learning and doing chesed and going out. Looking for a shidduch. And this is I should be focusing on how I'm going to get a job. You know, different avodas and different. And Noach Tzadik HaYom B'Dorosov means at each door that he lived through, he knew exactly what was the nekuda that door needed. So that applies. And when Hashem sees that you know what you need, that gives him nachas to bring you more shefa to help it happen. Because he sees that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in that particular time in your life. And then you'll give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ultimate nachas, that he could give shefa in the world, shefa to you, and there won't be. So that's what Lo Nechtar Gzar Dinam Ela Ala Gezel is Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ukenesis Yisrael. So our avoda is to make sure that faket we masakin this, that we are conduits. Every individual has to be a conduit to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity, because that's what he wants, to be mashpia shefa in the world. And if we do that, then we gorem nachas ruach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, u nachas ruach l'klal Yisrael.